Hello.
Hey, what's up, boss?
Hey, what's up, Cam? How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. Yourself?
Pretty good.
Excellent. Two quick things now that I'm
Yeah.
back in the States and kind of going over
Yeah,
some
we're
stuff here.
Yeah, where were you again?
I was in New Zealand and a couple days in Australia, a little pit stop there.
Nice, man.
So, yeah, it was. I know it's a heck of a long plane ride, but man. New Zealand was absolutely worth it. So amazing.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
I love it. Who'd you go with? Friends or?
Yeah, I had some friends. And then actually, my one friend, they got family over there in Australia. So it was
Oh,
like,
that's
that's
even
why.
cooler.
Yeah, so I was actually able to have kind of like a tour guide in Australia, which was pretty sweet. So.
Yeah, that's always nice. Getting the locals, it's like doing different things you probably wouldn't do normally, so that's cool.
Yep, and I didn't have to, that way it was like, once I got to Australia, it was like, okay, I can kind of I can unplug a little bit and just let them guide.
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
have to worry about anything. Wherever you want to take me, I don't care. I'm
Right, yeah.
good, So, yeah,
Exactly. That's
that
cool.
was time.
Nice.
So
But yeah, what's up?
just a reminder, and they might just be in process right now, but the
Yeah,
Lake
I looked today, the one Lake Ave, everybody else has paid but her. I think there's gonna be a common theme where she just waits till the fifth every time and pays, which I guess is okay. But I'm going to touch base with her tomorrow just to double check. So yeah, I'm on that one.
Cool. And then the sewage for Leroy
Yes.
for both of them, does that get billed separately, or do you have to, like, how does that work? Do you put a bill in and they see it in a different
Yeah.
account?
Yeah, I throw it in there, then I send them a message too, letting them know it's there,
Okay.
then they pay it. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Did wait,
Just
did you send
thank you.
me did you send because it was did you send me one this month for them or no?
Yeah, it was yes. Let's see. It was back. Let me go back here. Because the thing with Leroy is like I get the water bill,
Right.
and then I
Well, I
get the
thought because
sewage bill.
I know
The
we
water.
added it
I
last
bought.
month, I thought.
Yes. Yep. So yes. Q3 Monroe County Water is paid. Those ones are good, and then we're just waiting on the sewage ones, which ended up being a month afterwards. So it would have been added, or should have been added into this month.
Okay, yeah, I see it here. I'm not in front of the computer, but I'll go in and check to make sure I added it. If not, I'll go in, add it, and I'll just hit both of them up. I mean, they're fine paying it, obviously. But yeah, that's right. I'm reading the message now. Yeah, and I said no picks needed. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Yeah, I'll get that in there for sure, and I'll check with them. So
Okay.
I'll make sure that gets paid this month.
Sounds good. I mean, listen, if it ends up, it needs to get, paid in January, I mean, that's fine by me. I don't care. I mean, one
Okay.
quarter or the other. So if they're like, oh, I didn't really budget that for this month. If they give you any sort of like hard time, I don't care. Just pay it this month, pay it next month. I don't care as long as it gets paid,
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool.
And then the last thing I had, and I kind of wanted to, kind of get your input on this, Sean's rent. What are you thinking? Have you thought about that
Yeah,
at
I
all?
mean, it's tough. I'm not, so I'm gonna have to do a little research with the rental market out there. And just kind of see what things are at. And I mean, I guess because the girl that lives in the same duplex as him is paying more, obviously.
Way more. Now it's
Yeah.
nicer, it's more up to date and everything like that. So I'm not looking to raise his rent to that level because, it's not
Right. It doesn't
modern.
matter.
Like he's
Right.
but he's like, so I ChatGPT'd, I did some Zillow, I did some other things, to get an apartment. Not a half a house, an apartment, two bedroom, kind of the same square footage and all that stuff is anywhere between like 1050 to 1200.
Yeah, I
He's
mean
at
that makes sense. And
900.
I mean, yeah, it's clear he's definitely paying way below, but it's a matter of And you, I've never even spoken to him. He hasn't, like, responded. He'll send a text here and there.
Yep.
So I guess it's a matter of where kind of you feel comfortable where, you know, we don't want to push him out and then try and get a new tenant.
Exactly.
So you got, yeah. So, I mean, I think, yeah, I definitely think upping it is the way to go, but it's obviously just a matter of how much and kind of what that looks like, obviously.
Yeah.
And plus, he's on a month-to-month, too. Month-to-month, you know, in general, month-to-month contracts are more than someone who signs on for 12 months or something, you know what I mean? Because it's like,
yep.
You know, you're committing for 12 months. This way you're only committing for, you know, a month, and
right.
You may have to find someone new. So, yeah, it's tough because, again, like we said, we don't want to fill it unless we have to. But again, you kind of know his situation better than me as well. So I'm on board delivering that information, whatever we decide on, everything like that, obviously. But again, it's just a matter of figuring out what, you know, what's the number that would be good.
Yeah. Get back to me, if you don't mind, within a week. Kind of give me an idea of what you think is a fair number that's not going to rock the boat, but it also going to kind of make it more fair market value, and meet halfway. He's been there long enough. He's been there since 2018, I think. So, I mean, he's been there a long time. We have to give him 90-day notice. So I'd like to, if we decide to up his rent, which I'm leaning toward yes, I just am trying to figure out how much, I'd like to deliver that like January 1st. That way it goes into effect after 90 days. He signs a one-year lease, and we're good to go.
Right. And I know there is, you know, New York State law. I know there is only a percentage we can raise it out. Again, I'll have to look into that.
I don't think that applies to us because we're not in a fixed rent area.
Oh, okay.
I think. If I've read that law or whatever correctly, we don't have to abide by the, you know, 5% or whatever the max percentage is, based on because we're not like in a fixed rent area.
Okay.
You know, basically, you know, trying to avoid all the slumlord in New York City bull stuff. You know, like it just
right. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. I'll research it on my end too, just to you know, double check and be sure.
Yeah,
but
sure
but yeah, that then that would be a lot better than if that's the case. But cool. All right. Yeah. So I'll look into both those. I'll check rents in the area. I'll hop on the MLS too, which I don't think you have access to. Only realtors do.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a lot of stuff is rented out that way through the MLS, but if it is, it'll be on there, and I'll be able to see exactly what it's renting out for and everything like that. And I'll obviously check Zillow and everything else too as well.
Cool.
All right, cool. Yeah, so I'll check into those two things, and then some changes on my end that are happening. The property management business is growing, which is great. And I've actually partnered up with somebody. Another realtor who he runs like full-time real estate business and he does well. And just over the years, he's just kept acquiring properties, you know, doing this for people. And now his real estate business is kind of struggling and he doesn't want to do the property management stuff anymore. So I hooked up with him, and we're doing like a 75-25 split and, you know, in my favor, and I'm taking over all his properties and we're kind of growing the business together that way.
Nice.
So it's a big move. So there is going to be some platform changes, and also because we're going to move in from off of apartments.com to Buildium, it's called. It's like a specific property management software.
Okay.
But the good thing about that for you guys, the owners, is that there is a owner's portal as well, too. So you can hop in there, see like graphs, charts, you know, see everything, see who's paid, who hasn't paid, all that stuff. So you can get a lot more of the financials and stuff in front of your face as well, too. So that's a plus. But I'm assuming we're going to have some – I'm going to send over like new like owner agreements to you guys, and then also – some new stuff to the tenants as well, too, just to make sure they're aware of what's going on and everything like that. So we gotta, then we got to migrate everybody over to that software and stuff. So it's going to be a bit of a process. We're looking like, we were saying January 1st, but it's probably looking, you know, February 1st most likely. But I just wanted to give you a heads up on that, you know, because there will be some changes on my end. One of the changes as well, and actually I just thought of this, is that how the money is going to be flowing. So we're doing everything, like, legal now. Now that I got my, you know, my real estate license, all that stuff. And he's got his broker's license, so that's in New York State. You got to be under, like, a broker's license to do it as well. So it's going to be changing how the flow works. So when the rent is paid, it's going to go into our trust account. And then from there, we pay you guys, you know, your rent, and then we take out our fee as well. So instead of you sending me the money every month, I'll be sending you the money every month,
that's
if that's
fine.
Okay with you.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Fine. Totally fine. Yep.
Okay, awesome. Yep. Yeah, we're just kind of streamlining everything. There's going to be processes, all that stuff. So it's all good stuff, just more organized and, you know, better.
Dude, I love that for you. Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Thanks. I'm super excited. Yeah, I was kind of like, which way do I go with this? And then just kind of started growing organically. And then this, you know, me and this guy, you know, linked up and, you know, thinking good things. So yeah, good things happening for sure.
Well, I'll throw one more on your list. Just take it as a grain of salt. And I don't know, A, if you want to pursue it, B, if it's still something he wants to pursue. I got a text message when I was out of the country from Jaden. And he was asking, because he has a couple properties, or maybe he only has one property, I don't know. But he was asking about, you know, property managers, if I knew anybody, if that was the way to go, da-da-da-da-da. And I kind of thought to myself, you know, obviously, heck, you know, dude, if I can refer you to handle another property so you can make some more money, go for it. But I don't know if necessarily you wanted to go down that rabbit hole. Just with our last conversation with Jaden, kind of
he kind of blew us off and was like, oh, well, that was last month's price. Now that I'm busy, it's more. I forgot about that.
I kind of shelved it a little bit, but you brought up, you know, you're growing and stuff like that. I'm like, well, take it as a grain of salt. If you wanted to, you know, possibly add even another one, or maybe you're good. Maybe you've added enough stuff where for the time being you're good, and then you'll add some more stuff later on. But I figured I'd at least throw it out there and give you that information. That
absolutely, I appreciate that. And with your properties and the stuff he's bringing on and the stuff I had as well, we're up to like 72 properties already.
Oh,
so
dude, that's a lot.
It's gonna be. I know. So it's going to be a big lift at first, but once everything's up and running, it's going to be great. And I think after those first few months, that's when we'll start, like, because we want to grow the business too, obviously.
Sure.
After those first few months, you know, then we'll be able to start, you know, scaling a little bit more and taking on some more clients and stuff like that too. So
very cool. Yeah.
Again, super excited, but yeah, this is, and I appreciate that too. I'll definitely, you know, keep him in mind as well. I mean, I might even reach out to him too, just to see what he was thinking, that type of stuff, too, because I want to be, like, kind of, you know, strict. I don't know if that's the word, but I kind of want to be strict on the properties we take on as well and make sure, you know, because it's like those inner-city properties are tough. You know, there's a lot of evictions. People don't pay rent on time. That's where all the headaches come from.
Yeah.
So
I don't go there. Like Lake Ave is about as...
Right.
You know, That was kind of my limit. Like, I'm not really looking to go.
Yeah.
I know I know at least one. I don't know if he even has more than one. Is he's got problems there, like, because of the location, because of, you know, who he's renting to and everything. It's
exactly.
Just, it is what it
exactly.
is. It's a giant headache. And what you and I have talked about since the very beginning phone call was like, dude, I want to streamline. I want to make this easy for both of us. I don't want headaches.
Right, exactly.
I know you don't want headaches. Like, nobody's got time for that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, and that's why, you know, it kind of took so long to rent out Lake Ave too, and even so, you know, even she's paying on the 5th, and it still kind of, you know, makes me a little bit nervous. But you know, it takes time to find the right people, so
totally.
You know, we saw that firsthand. So
totally,
but I'll definitely be in touch with him, kind of check it out, see what's what. So I appreciate that though.
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. All right, cool, man. I will I'll get on those things we talked about, and you know, in the next week or so, we'll touch base again.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, when this next payment clears, I'll Zelle you plus the fence repair.
Oh, that's right. Cool. Perfect. That sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Welcome. Bye. Bye.